Hello, hello everyone. Welcome to week three of I Am Erotic Innocence. This week we're going to be diving into some Egyptian alchemy themes and the theme of pleasure, how that intersects with the different bodies, energy bodies. So today we'll talk about authentic pleasure, what is authentic pleasure, and then how pleasure activates our full power. So before we go into the journal prompts, I'll give a little background about what I mean by authentic pleasure versus like superficial or hedonistic pleasure, which I would maybe argue isn't even genuinely pleasure at all. It's more like it could be like escapism or whatever else, wearing the costume of pleasure or pretending to be pleasure. But at the end of the day, that's just semantics. So I'll go into describing like what is really authentic pleasure. It's high quality in the sense that you, when you're in the experience and when you leave the experience, you feel nourished, you feel rejuvenated, you feel nurtured, you feel enlivened. It's delicious, delightful. It is like expansive, opening. It's very, what's the word for, I had the word earlier, sustaining. It sustains versus something like a fleeting pleasure, or as soon as it's gone, you feel like crap or you feel really depleted. And how I w was discerning these different pleasures was when I was coming out of a deep party phase in my late 20s. And I noticed, like, oh, you know, I was having these nights of like going out and experiencing with God knows what cocktail of substances I was putting into my body. And it was like in the moment, I felt like I was having a lot of fun and in a lot of pleasure. And then it would end, and I'd feel like so depleted in my body. And then there'd be this like backlash of depression. And simultaneous to that, I was finding avenues that I realized were giving me really authentic pleasure. Like when I'd go to a sound bath, or when I'd just hang out with friends in nature and we'd be laughing, or I was changing my lifestyle diet a lot at that time, so I found that eating very like vibrant, alive foods and like superfood desserts were really pleasurable for me. And I just noticed how I felt so good after, not just during the experience, but after. And so you can think on, in your life, like what is really for me this, these high quality pleasures, these authentic pleasures that are really rejuvenating, revitalizing, sustaining. And they can appear in many different ways. They can be simple pleasures like a cup of tea or seeing a rainbow or feeling the sun on your face. If you have children, it may be watching them laugh or feeling them snuggle against your chest. There's the realm of sexual pleasure, whether you're in solo cultivation or with a lover, and just noticing like what specific types of touch or experience within that really bring a lot of ecstasy into the experience. So just noting for yourself what really is that rich, sustaining pleasure. So our first journal prompt for today, if you have your journals, if not, you could just contemplate this, is what brings you authentic pleasure? What are your authentic pleasures? And you can just list them out, or it might be like word association, just free write for a minute or so here. What brings you authentic pleasure? From the most simple to the most ornate, in all the different realms, the day to day, sexually. Well, actually, our second journal prompt will get more into that. So, more so just in day to day activities, hobbies, different forms of nourishment, food. Maybe it's a body work for you, a massage, whatever avenues come to mind. Authentic pleasure. I know for mine, I love singing around a campfire, jamming with friends, lots of nature time. Whatever for you feels very nourishing, it fills your cup. And when you feel like you've got a decent list there, whether you want to share in the chat or unmute yourself, either way, would love to hear what are your authentic pleasures.
I'll go. Sorry about the noise. I'm in my car, not driving, and it's raining cats and dogs, so it's super loud.
Okay.
My
I can't hear it
apologies.
at all.
Okay. All right. What brings me authentic pleasure? First and foremost, petting my cats, a foot massage, a good foot massage. Yeah. Sound of my daughter softly snoring, smell of freshly cut grass. And then also the sounds of cicadas.
Ah, beautiful. I just found a gorgeous cicada outside my place this morning. It had beautiful like green spotted patterning on the back. So beautiful. Thank you for
I
sharing.
love them.
They're so
Yeah,
beautiful. I
thank
love
you.
the sound. And Kayla or Misty.
Go. So I love really good nourishing food that really does it for me. Massage or nourishing touch, being outside, feeling grass or mud on my feet, a hot shower, singing and dancing, playing and joking with my daughter and my partner playing with their animals. And one of the most pleasurable experiences in the world to me that's not a sexual experience, I love swimming naked.
Yes. Yes, I resonate with that. If I could be naked in a natural body of water, that's like my heaven on earth for
Yeah.
sure. Beautiful. I resonate too with the feeling of mud. I love like bare feet in the mud. It's super fun for me. Misty, would you like to share?
Sure. My little baby is so precious and amazing. So I get lots of time with him. And so many times throughout the day, I am just engulfed with all of his little giggling and just our snuggles. And so that's a huge part of my authentic pleasure. Just watching him play. And one of the greatest things to me is witnessing him and his dad play together with like healthy, just play and laugh. They giggle so hard. And it from like a mom, like there's just nothing better in the world. Twerking and dancing is certainly on the top of the list of pleasures. And any of the things that I do that are in nature, just top it off. So if I'm twerking outside or laughing with my kid outside, like any of it. I also like to just gaze at the sky at night, like just stargaze or really just take it all in. I always take a few moments, and the cicadas are always really loud here too. Yeah, and just barefoot outside, swimming this time of the year, really good food, a warm cup of cacao.
Beautiful. Resonate with the twerk for sure. So many of what all of you said. Yeah, it's interesting to note the themes of when people reflect on authentic pleasures. There's usually some form of like nature, loving touch, movement or sounding. You know, there's themes throughout. So now for our second journal prompt, we're going to zoom in on the sensual and the sexual realms. So you're going to reflect on in your sexual experience or sensual, whether that's extra erotic sensuality, like in a sexual context, or even just zooming in on the five senses, literally being present with your senses. But we're more in the sexual arena here. Really reflect on what are your authentic pleasures within that realm? What types of touch really bring about that ecstatic state for you? What for others, it's like sensory play in that context. Some people like feathers or cold chains or whatever else. You know, there's a lot of different delights for people in those realms. So just ponder right now what really brings you authentic pleasure in this realm. For me, I love when a beloved comes up from behind me and kisses me on the neck, that does like a crazy ecstasy wave through my body every single time. I get like full body chills every single time. So what for you? What are these specific delights? And you know, this is your journal. You can keep whichever ones to yourself. Don't be shy about writing out the details. You don't have to share them out loud. This is for you. And just good to bring it to the forefront of your awareness so that whether you're self-pleasuring or with a beloved, you know, you can. If you're with a beloved, you could bring these sorts of actions and experiences to the forefront to help enhance your pleasure or your ecstatic mode of being. And when you're with yourself, you can gift yourself that really rich, juicy, authentic pleasure. Because sometimes, like I even notice, with self-pleasuring, if we get swept up in the rushed energy of it, then sometimes we can deny ourselves the authentic pleasure and go for a more like superficial or rushed experience. So just using this moment to really contemplate what really instills that like, ah, that ecstasy, that ecstatic bliss. And if there's anything that you wish to share, you're welcome to. And notice too the feeling that arises in you when you reflect on these things. Like even when I reflect on like the kiss from the back of the neck, I feel the feeling I get when that's happening. And if you don't want to share like the specific of the thing, but just the feeling it elicits in you, feel free to do that as well.
I too am a fan of someone coming up. Well, not someone at this point. It's my husband. My husband coming up from behind me instead of kissing the neck, although I do really like that, rubbing my neck. Hello. Makes my eyes roll back in my head. Whew, that's the best for me. And then hair pulling, not like mean, rough girl fight hair pulling, but you know, love making hair pulling. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Sign me up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you. I love it.
I too am a fan of the back of the neck area, like touch or kiss anything back there. I also like have a like an auditory sensory thing. Like I love to hear my partner's pleasure, or even like when he talks to me, it makes it feel more intimate, you know. I think especially with my history where I had like so many sexual experiences where it's like me and the other person weren't really connected. It was like there were two separate experiences happening. I feel like when he talks to me, it makes me feel more like we're having this experience together. And so that's like a really nice thing for me.
Beautiful. I love that. I with the voice and the sound, I resonate with just like I've had certain partners where their voice just like really does it for me. Like if I'm talking to them on the phone even, I'll just have these like erotic tingles through my whole body just hearing the specific intonation or the tone of their voice. So, yeah, it's fun to see how different senses can really elicit that pleasure state. And then, Misty, if you'd like to share.
Very much so with the neck and anything audible. Like I don't need the entire experience to be narrated, but if it was, I would be okay with it. Like I love it that much. And I think for the same reason, like Kayla's, you know, discussing, it just really brings it home and it has a resonance that we're both right here. You're in it as much as I am. And even when I can't see everything, I can hear that. So, I love to be touched on the inside of my arms, like where that soft flesh is. Ugh, I love that. And what I really love is like closeness and breath, like it doesn't have to be stillness, but it doesn't need to be like a lot. Just like that. I just know you're there, and maybe like a breath, like feel it, or just like to be close enough to just like feel without really in some lot of motion or loud. You know, it's just like something that's like almost like stillness, but the breath and just. I think that's the thing, and I think I've discovered more so in this container is it's more of that like stillness and that place of like just in the history with my husband too, I would often say like, can we just like lay here and just be still for a minute? Like just like completely just, and he's like, I'm gonna go to sleep. And I'm like, all right. It doesn't do it for him the same way, but
I love that. While you were speaking, I was just reminded of how I like love the space right before the lips touch. Oh my God, like the buzzing I feel in that little millimeter before they touch and like breathing each other's breath is like I could live there. I could just plot my little fairy house right in that gap. Just live off the prana in that space. Beautiful. Thank you all for sharing. And again, just like notice, and even just like listening to all of your shares, or when I reflect on this, it's like I can feel. You know, what sensations do you feel in your own body as you bring these memories or these experiences? You can start to feel like the subtle energy moving. So with that, we'll go into Egyptian alchemy. So what I'm speaking about here is from this beautiful book called The Magdalene Manuscript, The Alchemies of Horus and the Sex Magic of Isis. And so this is a channeled book from the channeler is named Tom Kenyon, and he's channeling Mary Magdalene. And Mary Magdalene is sharing all of the secrets from the sex magic temples of Isis that were around in Egyptian times. Really, really awesome book. Highly recommend. Pretty like advanced in the actual meditation practices. So I would proceed with discernment in that regard because, again, what some of the embodiment practices we're doing in this program are allowing you to acclimatize and gain the capacity to run this much charge through your body, right? Because if we put too much chi in too quickly, it can cause those, remember we were talking about like the Kundalini psychosis, or you need to make sure that your physical can actually hold the states of like bliss or sexual chi, the amount of charge, etc. But really, really beautiful meditations in this book. And the Magdalene emphasizes the importance of pleasure. And she says how, remember in the previous weeks, we talked about how a sense of safety, trust, and appreciation is really key for the pleasure to open. So she says that once that pleasure is allowed to exist in its full capacity, because that foundation of safety and appreciation is there, you can utilize the ecstatic pleasure state. And this is what they would do as initiates in the temple. They would purposely, intentionally go into ecstatic pleasure states, often through the sexual acts. But if you're doing it in the solo cultivation way, all of that ecstatic pleasure would be self-generated, whether that's from sexual play with yourself or just engaging with all the many different forms of pleasure that we spoke of here, right? And that you listed out in your journal responses. So you can utilize that energy, that state of pleasure and ecstasy to intentionally enhance what they call the ka body. So all the initiates in the Egyptian temples knew about this process that I'm about to describe. In Egyptian alchemy, the physical body is called the khat, khat. And immediately beyond the khat is the ka body, ka. Ka body is also called the etheric double, the spiritual body, the energy body. It's like an exact duplicate of the physical body, but in subtle energy form. Does that make sense? And then there's the ba, BA, ba. And the ba is your soul, your highest celestial aspect. And when you are working with the physical body, the khat, to generate a pleasure state, you automatically, the pleasure itself automatically starts strengthening your ka body, your energy body. And then because you're amplifying your ka body, you're automatically strengthening the channel to your ba or your soul. So again, you can use the physical body to generate an ecstatic pleasure state, which will enhance your spiritual body, which then enhances the connection to your soul. Why is this important, and why were the initiates of the temple so, focused on this? Well, if you think about it, if you have clear connection to your soul and you're enhancing your spiritual body, then all of your clair abilities come online. If you've heard of like clairaudience, clairvoyance, claircognizance, this is like all seeing, all knowing, all feeling. You start to have the actual natural state of our body is what people would call superhuman. It's actually very human. The human form is incredible. The human body's intended, built to live forever. There's immortality codes in the crystalline DNA. That may be a little beyond the scope of this program, but suffice it to say, there's some monks and lamas in the Himalayas that are thousands of years old and they're doing their thing. So how they even do this is through this process. They go into pleasure states to enhance their spiritual body and their connection to their soul enough that all these dormant abilities come online. When you're in pleasure frequently, you're no longer in limitation. You're no longer in the illusion of lack or scarcity. You're no longer dormant in your source-given, God-given abilities. You are clear with your connection to your inner source. Whatever word resonates with you, whether that's God, creator, source, all that is, great mystery, mother, creatrix of all life, whatever it is, that lives in you. It's not something outside of you. It is what makes up everything and is the source of all. And you are a perfect hologram, a perfect individuated expression of that. And when the more that you indulge in pleasure, the more you feel and embody the reality of that, the more connected you are to what is true. And the more able you are to hear the whispers of your heart, to hear your intuition, to act, to take inspired action. So you're able to fulfill your soul mission. Whatever your divine assignments are, whatever your chosen purpose was for this life, you will fulfill it with the utmost ease and grace, the more connected you are with your soul, your ba, and the more developed or strengthened your ka body or your spiritual body is. And what allows for that? Ecstatic pleasure states. I mean, it's like a win-win-win all around. You can't win anymore. And this is where we get into how all of creation is for pleasure's sake. Source is creating for the sake of pleasure itself because it delights. It delights creatrix to create. And we're a perfect hologram of that. So that's our birthright, our birthright. Is to be in pleasure, to create pleasure, to have every desire of our heart instantly fulfilled. That's the nature of reality. And it's no wonder that pleasure has been demonized, especially in religious context, because what better way to enslave a population than to disconnect them from the very state that gives them direct access to their God source, which is pleasure. So, no wonder pleasure has been demonized or made to be sinful or hush hush or don't talk about it or you keep that behind closed doors or whatever else. Because if word gets out, Those in false power, excuse my French, are fucked. So the initiates were very aware of this, and I love you too, Misty. And the Magdalene, it's really beautiful reading this book because you can feel the fieriness of the Magdalene, which I'm also probably exuding right now, because she was kind of pissed. She's like really upset with what had happened over the last couple thousand years. Never mind what's the word, like the demonization of her name and her role and all that, and how she was so misunderstood. Never mind that. She was just like, oh my gosh, they were keeping the knowledge from the people. They were keeping hiding the knowledge, the practices from the people of how to be in their God source. Jennifer, do you have a question? Is that why you're unmuted? I didn't know. Okay, sorry. What was I just saying? Magdalene was pissed.
Keeping it from the people, yeah.
Yes, keeping this knowledge and this reality from the people to keep us small. Because when you're small and when you're cut off from your power, pleasure equals power. Cut off the pleasure, cut off the power. Then you become controllable. Then it's easy to put you into fear. So do you see how this is like, this is a much bigger game, right? And so the way to reclaim the fullness of your power, what is your power? Your power is to be the entirety, the fullness of your divinity, of your God source in this human body now. That's your birthright. How do you get there? Through pleasure. Is this landing? I know I feel like I'm like repeating it in many different ways, but it's because it's so simple, but it's so profound. Yes,
Keep
Misty.
saying it.
Does this bring up anything for anyone, or any questions thus far?
For me, I did read that book. I don't think I got to the end of it because I started doing some of the practices, and I'll just say that my life like busted wide open, like. And then I just put the book on the shelf, and that's been, and then I got pregnant. So anyway, I fully believe that, and Christina, you are the original one who told me about the book, and Amazon is fine, I think, probably. But
Let me
anyway,
see. Oh, go ahead, Misty. I'll answer that after.
but it's been years, and you had mentioned it, and I got the book, and I was reading it, and anyway. Also, I broke from a very religious mindset where I was a Christian and everybody had to believe in Jesus. And anyway, so when I was breaking free from all of that before I read the book, let's just say it was a perfect setup. It was a perfect setup for the timeline in my life. And then part of the reason why I joined this container is exactly for this. I didn't know what you were going to be sharing exactly, but I feel so, just honestly, I feel so fucking powerless and so, and a lack in pleasure so much for years now that it doesn't make sense. And I'm like, what is going on? You know, like I, and anyway, so I'm just really grateful that you're saying it, and it is so true in every cell of my body. It's not something I question. I absolutely know this. And so, as you're just saying all this, like, this is not new information, but it's like I have forgotten it. And it's like I was just, you know, it's like I've been enslaved all over again. But this time, hearing it now and this way, it feels new and different and like more penetrating than it ever did before. It like makes so much sense. Anyway, I'm about it. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm on fire right now. Okay.
Love it. Thank you. Thank you. And Kayla, Yes, I noticed too. I looked up that Tantra book, Beyond Tantra, on Amazon, the Healing Through Taoist Sacred Sex. It was on sale for $1,000 on Amazon. It's because it's out of print, but I found a used copy for like $15. So
I did
really?
look on Amazon also, and it was like a crazy number. And then I went and I looked, and there's like Abe books or thrift books or
Thrift
whatever. And I
books.
did find one for $20.
Yeah, I was gonna suggest Thrift Books is a good site. Really, if you Google used books for sale, Thrift Books is one I've used before. I have used Abe Books before. Abe. Let me see. Keep looking. I got one for only 50. Was Jennifer, was that for the Magdalene manuscript or the Tantra one? The Tantra one. Or the Taoism one, actually. It's about Beyond Tantra. They're becoming precious commodities when I they really are. It's interesting to note, right? I feel like there was a sudden increase in demand because this knowledge is like seeping out in more and more ways now. I just got like little chilly bumps saying it. Because when I first interfaced with these books, however many years ago, it was not like that. You could just get it like on Amazon for $10 or something, and then suddenly it's like they're out of print, and suddenly now everyone's like, we need to come back to these practices. Other suggestions, if you can't find a reasonably priced copy, you could see. I don't, I'm not a huge fan of reading things online, but sometimes there's a people who put like PDF copies on the internet for free. And there's also potentially an audiobook route. I'm not sure. I haven't looked for these two books specifically if there's an audio version, but it may be worth a shot, at least to just start getting like bathed in the information. Because really, even more so than like being an intellectual read, these are like they're transmission books. It's about the energetic that you're bathing in as you're receiving these words. They're like meant to stir memories, awakenings in you. So even if there was only a way, like maybe someone reading it on YouTube or like an audiobook or whatever, to even just start being in the energy of it would be very helpful and would elicit spontaneous awakenings in you. All right. So yes, we see the connection. We see how important, so important that the high initiates, the high priestesses of the sex magic temples of Isis were just like holding this information so treasuredly. The pleasure, the ecstatic pleasure states, their whole training was on how to cultivate ecstatic pleasure states to enhance the ka and the connection to the ba. And the Magdalene discusses how this was all that she and Yeshua, also known as Master Jesus, were doing in their sex magic practices, were strengthening his ka body. And so when he got resurrected and returned, it was his ka body. His ka body got strengthened so much. It looked like he was resurrected from the dead when really it was just his ka body, not his physical body, rising from the dead. Does that make sense? So, if it works for Jesus, it'll work for you. It's a big stuff here. The masters are, we're all masters. We're all masters in training, right? We're all masters in different phases. We're all becoming that which we already are at our core essence. And, there's that quote attributed to Jesus of like greater works than these you shall do, or something in that regard. So the information is out again. Pleasure directly, your experience of authentic pleasure is directly proportional to the authentic power that you embody. Does that make sense? The degree to which you can actually house the fullness of your divinity in your physical human body depends on the amount of pleasure you grant yourself in your day-to-day life. That makes sense. I think I said it like 60 different ways. I think I should drop it all. Yeah, she was said for us to go forth and do these things. Yes. All right, beautiful. So, with that, if there's no further questions, we'll go into a little guided practice to activate this. And I just wanted to see, this is a little excerpt from the book. A primary task of Egyptian alchemy, as taught by the Magdalene, is to strengthen the ka body. This is done through states of high ecstasy, since ecstasy and bliss strengthen the ka. There are two primary paths that can be taken in this regard. For those in sacred relationship, exploring the sex magic of Isis, the ecstasy naturally arises during lovemaking. We've all felt that, right? That just like, oh, spontaneous rush of energy that happens. But for those engaged in the solitary path and the alchemies of Horus, the ecstasy is self-generated. What's beautiful, though, is even if you're not, so lovemaking, the actual sexual act, is very good at spontaneously generating a high amount of energy, right? We've all felt this. How many times have you like almost been asleep and then you go into a juicy lovemaking and suddenly you can be up for another hour? You know what I mean? It's like you're just drinking from the prana of the universe all of a sudden. But as I stated earlier, note how even though sexuality is a heightened version of pleasure, pay attention to all the subtle forms of pleasure that you experience in your day-to-day life. That cup of tea, the sunlight on your face, the laughing with your kids or your friends, the being out in nature, the dancing, the sounding, listening to your partner's voice. Whatever it is, you can focus your awareness on that pleasure. That's one of our divine assignments for this week in the playbook, is really notice your simple pleasures day to day. Because where your attention goes, energy flows. So you'll enhance the energy as you're just noticing more your pleasures. And you bring your full attention to that experience and you really drink it in with all of your five senses. That's going to enhance that pleasure, all those pleasures you experience day to day. As you bring your awareness to them, you'll start noticing more and more pleasures. It's like once you start looking for pleasure, you start noticing it everywhere. And then once you bring your full sensory focus to that experience, you amplify the pleasure that's already there. So take advantage of what you're already experiencing in your day-to-day life. And then on top of that, the other divine assignment is create moments of pleasure whenever you can. When you're in the space to create it, you know, rather than walking to the fridge, dance to the fridge. That's what brings you pleasure. There's so many ways to imbue pleasure into the everyday that we miss out on. Because we're not focused on it and we're not intending towards that. You can create a massively pleasurable reality for yourself if you play intentionally towards that. So be aware of not only the pleasures you're already experiencing, but how creative can I be in weaving more pleasure into this moment, into the seemingly mundane. You know, maybe it's cooking. Maybe instead you start blasting your favorite music, you start doing bachata in the kitchen, you know, whatever it is. How can you infuse more? How can you create even more pleasure? Because again, the more that you're focusing on this, the more you're creating it, the more you're enhancing your spiritual body and your connection to your soul. And it's this beautiful positive feedback loop, because you can imagine if you're now super connected to your soul essence, it's going to be sending out all these beautiful creative ideas of how to enhance your pleasure more and more. And it starts this beautiful positive feedback cycle. So we'll go ahead and drop into a little mini meditation of sorts, embodiment practice, to weave together these themes. We're going to weave together some of the microcosmic orbit from last week, because we can, when we're in the pleasure state, when we're feeling the energy of pleasure, we can consciously start directing that into our ka body, into our spiritual body, and the connection to our ba, our soul. If you intend it to be so, it will occur. So, as with the microcosmic orbit, remember those cycles of nine that we were doing, breathing from up the back of the spine, down the front of the body, down to the perineum. Yeah, Misty, I think laying down's okay. And how you use that microcosmic orbit to disperse the sexual chi throughout your entire body, rather than it focusing on the genitals and then getting too like hot and explosive, and then it just takes the route of the quickest release. When you disperse it, you start enhancing your capacity to hold more and more pleasure and bliss in your body. That's how you start safely increasing your capacity for radical pleasure, is through this microcosmic orbit. And you can use it not just with sexual chi, but with pleasure, pleasure energy. If you're noticing your simple pleasures day to day, you can, once you start feeling that pleasurable sensation in your body, go into a microcosmic orbit cycle. Whether that's three times, six times, nine times, remember it can be multiples of three. And just start playing and experimenting of, oh, what happens when I start circulating this pleasure energy through my body? So we'll go into a little practice with that now. So let's start. Whether you're seated or you're laying down, we're going to start by taking some nice deep cleansing breaths in through the nose, out through the mouth. In through the nose, out through the mouth. In through the nose, out through the mouth. Flicking out the hands, shaking out the shoulders, or bouncing the body, just to discharge any energy from the day. Can buzz the lips as you settle into your spot, coming to a still point and taking another deep cleansing breath in through the nose, out through the mouth, in through the nose, out through the mouth. In through the nose, out through the mouth. Feeling spaciousness between your brows and your third eye space, loosening the jawline. Imagining loosening the teeth, the tongue. Softening the throat and the chest. Allowing the shoulders to melt down with gravity. Feeling your body sink gently into the earth. And if you're sitting up, imagining a string pulling up the back of the skull, pulling your body upright, your posture upright, as your body is simultaneously sinking down, relaxed into the earth. Feeling that gentle stretch in both directions. And if you're laying down, just allowing your body to sink more deeply into the floor with each breath, becoming a little heavier, more relaxed. And on your own rhythm, continuing to breathe in through the nose and out through the mouth, allowing whatever sigh or sound wishes to come through on your exhales. Noticing the sound of your breath. Noticing the sensation of the air as it moves in through the nose and out through the mouth. Ah. From this space, imagining a small orb of white light at the center of your perineum, that spot right between the anus and the vaginal opening, focusing your awareness there, and beginning to trace the circuit of the microcosmic orbit, feeling that ball move up the spine all the way to the top of the head and begin to float down the front of the face, down past the lips, past the chin, down the throat, down the chest, the belly, all the way back down to the perineum. Feeling another circle rising up, that ball moving up the sacrum, the spine, all the way to the top of the head, flowing down the front of the face, the throat, the chest, belly, back to the perineum. And I'm going to count us on a square breath where we're inhaling for four counts and exhaling for four counts. And remember to keep your tongue on the top of your soft palate, on the roof of your mouth, to connect the circuit. And we're going to breathe in for four and out for four. So breathing now, two, three, four. Exhale, two, three, four. Inhale, two, three, four. Exhale, two, three, four. Inhale, two, three, four. Exhale, two, three, four. Coming to rest here. And now we're going to add the microcosmic orbit orb. That orb of light is going to flow to the top of the head on the inhale and down the front of your body back to the perineum on the exhale. So I'll do the four counts for you And just follow that circuit with your awareness, really doing your best to feel that ball moving as I count your breath. Breathing in now, two, three, four, exhale, two, three, four, inhale, two, exhale. Inhale up the spine. Exhale down the front. Inhale up. Exhale down. Inhale up. Exhale down. Inhale up, exhale down, inhale up, exhale down, inhale up, exhale down. Good, settling here. And we're going to add the layer of squeezing the pelvic floor muscles on the inhale and relaxing those muscles on the out breath. So again, I'll count the breath, follow that orbit up the spine, then down the front of the body. And now you're just adding that pelvic floor squeeze on the up, relax on the bottom. In breathing now, two, three, four, exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale, exhale, inhale, squeeze, exhale, relax, inhale, squeeze, exhale, relax. Inhale, squeeze. Exhale, relax. Inhale, squeeze. Exhale, relax. And allowing one more circle, imagining the orb moving up the spine. Down the front of the body and stopping at your womb space, your sacral area, and swirling and settling into your womb. And as the chi begins to settle there, you can shake out the hands to discharge any excess chi, or you can imagine it dissipating from your body as a gray smoke. And just taking some deep cleansing breaths here in through the nose, out through the mouth, in through the nose, out through the mouth, in through the nose, out through the mouth. Allowing your hands to gently squeeze various areas of the body. If you can reach your legs, your thighs, squeezing up, squeezing the hips, The sides of the rib cage, the belly, the arms, just offering these gentle squeezes all around the body, wherever is calling to you most. It may be the shoulders, the neck. Offering these squeezes up and down the body. And on this next breath, you're going to exhale on a sound, whatever sound wants to come through in breathing now. Exhaling. Two more breaths, exhaling on a sound. Coming to a still point and beginning to bring to your awareness your list of authentic pleasures in sexuality and sensuality. Bringing as vividly into your awareness those experiences that you listed and putting yourself into that memory or that experience as vividly as you can, bringing all of your senses to that moment. You may focus on just one, or you may cycle through the various pleasures that you listed. But using the power of your imagination now to really zoom in on that experience, the pleasure of it, the ecstatic state that it elicits in you. And noticing how that pleasure physically feels. There may be an openness in the chest, a giddiness, body chills, pulses, waves, tingles, giggles, smile. Really imagining yourself in that experience. And now extending your awareness into the pleasures of your day-to-day life, all the pleasures you listed there. Loving touch, laughter with friends, family, the sound of our loved ones' voices, nature time, dance, movement, good food. Allowing all the pleasurable memories and experiences to wash through your awareness. Bringing to mind all of those delights, witnessing all of those delights in your mind's eye, your feeling body, allowing a smile to form on your lips, bringing in that joy, pleasure, giddiness. Ecstasy, bliss. Maybe you feel laughter or giggles. And as the sensation of these pleasures moves through your body, we're going to inhale that pleasure sensation from the root all the way to the crown. And then we'll exhale back down the body to the root. So imagining pulling up the pleasure on the inhale and exhaling it down the body. Inhaling up, exhaling down. Inhaling up, exhaling down. Inhaling up, exhaling down. Inhaling up. Exhaling down. Inhaling up. Exhaling down. Inhaling up. Exhaling down. Relaxing here. And imagining a golden sun like an ocean before you. And we're going to do an exercise where we pull in this golden light, this golden sunlight through the yoni into the womb. Let it swirl around the womb and then exhale it out through the yoni. So, in breathing now, breathing in this golden light through the yoni space, feeling it swirl in the womb, and exhaling it out on your own rhythm, breathing in this ocean of sunlight, and exhaling out this ocean of sunlight. Focusing the attention, moving in and out through the yoni space, swirling that energy in the womb. If you'd like to add sound with the exhale, you may. Breathing in the sunlight, exhaling out the sunlight. Feeling the sunlight cleanse all of the tissues of the yoni space, the womb space, offering nourishment, rejuvenation, replenishment. Feeling that purification to your original essence, that erotic innocence. As you breathe in the sunlight through the yoni and exhale it out down through the womb. As we move into one final circuit with the microcosmic orbit focusing an orb of light at the perineum, in breathing now, 2, 3, 4, exhale, front of the body, inhale up the spine. Exhale down the front. Inhale, squeeze. Exhale, relax. Inhale, squeeze. Exhale, relax. Inhale, squeeze. Exhale, relax. Inhale, spine. Exhale, front. Inhale, spine. Exhale, front. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale, preparing to store the chi at the womb. Exhale, breathing it down into the womb space, feeling it swirl, 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 and settle. And discharging any excess chi through flicking of the hands or imagining a gray smoke, leaving the body. Taking a deep cleansing breath in through the nose, out through the mouth. Cleansing to a point of stillness, noticing the subtle energy of the body, tingles, waves. Just noticing how you feel. Gently bringing some movement to the fingers and the toes. Some gentle stretches to the body. As you feel ready, you can open your eyes if they were closed. Noting all the textures, the colors of the room. How do you feel after that practice? Anything anyone notice? I see some yawns, maybe some relaxation. So continue to play with the microcosmic orbit, staying attuned to your pleasures, circulating that pleasure through the body, whether through the microcosmic orbit or just imagining it dispersing, flushing through the body. And I pasted the link to the feedback form in the chat. It's also in the Telegram group in the pinned message. Thank you for y'all's feedback so I can continue to refine for the future. And with that, I'll see you all on Thursday. And we'll
So I
talk
have a quick
yes.
question.
Yes.
So, just to be clear, it's like in the ex or when we were practicing, it's pull the sunlight through the yoni, and then when it's out of the womb, like through the like.
Back through the yoni. Yeah, just
Okay, all
flushing out.
right. I wanted to be sure about that because somewhere my head tried to get in the way, and I was like, wait a minute.
Oh, you're
Okay.
good. You're good. Yeah, in through the yoni and out through the
Okay.
yoni. You're just
All right.
focusing while it's still on that in breath. It's like swirling in the womb space before exiting back out.
Okay, that's what I thought. Thank you so much for that
Yeah,
clarity.
thank you. Alrighty, my dears. Thank you so much for joining me. Sending lots of love. Rest well.